AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Across Iowa today, candidates are urging voters to support them and go to the caucuses on Monday. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders.
I believe that we have an excellent chance to win that caucus if, and here is the if we have a large voter turnout.
Meantime, GOP presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz is campaigning with a former rival.
Locked in a tight race here in Iowa with Donald Trump, Ted Cruz has a long day of campaigning on tap, 7 stops in all across the southeastern part of the state. Joining Cruz as he looks to win over conservatives is Rick Perry, the former Texas governor and GOP presidential hopeful, who ended his presidential effort several months ago.
And that's our Jerry Boatlander following the Cruz campaign through Iowa. Meantime, Donald Trump has picked up the endorsement of Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. 6 police officers are being fired in Cleveland after a 137-shot barrage that killed 2 unarmed people following a high-speed chase. Among them is a patrolman who was acquitted of manslaughter charges for his role in the shooting. The head of the city's largest police union confirms that patrolman Michael Brillo was among the firings. He fired the final 15 shots. The union chief says all of the officers want their jobs back. A deputy who was part of a wide-ranging federal crackdown on drugs across New Orleans was shot 5 times as he and a team tried to serve a warrant at a home early today. Deputy Stephen Arnold was wounded in the neck and has undergone surgery. It'll be 48 hours before it's clear whether Arnold has neurological damage. A new report from a government watchdog group says there are too few fully qualified controllers at more than a dozen of the nation's busiest air traffic facilities. The FAA considers the facilities fully staffed because controllers still in training are used to fill the gaps. On Wall Street, the Dow today closed up 282 points. This is AP Radio News. Apple is bracing for its first sales decline in 13 years, despite selling a record 74.8 million iPhones in the final 3 months of 2015. The company says revenues could fall at least 8.6% during the first quarter of the year. Character actor Abe Vigoda has died.
Carol Vigoda Fuchs told the AP her father died of old age. This man was never sick, she said. Vigoda was an obscure veteran actor in the New York theater when Francis Ford Coppola cast him as Sal Tessio in the 1972 classic The Godfather. That made him recognizable. TV's Barney Miller made him famous. Vigoda was the leathery-faced detective Phil Fish on the police comedy in the mid-1970s. Perhaps it was the hangdog look, but rumors and hoax reports that Abe Vigoda had died were a Hollywood staple as far back as the 1980s. Abe Vigoda was 94. Warren Levinson, New York.
Rising tensions between Russia and the U.S. and some other things have kept the doomsday clock at 3 minutes to midnight, reflecting how vulnerable the world is. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.